WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. A week after the president of the local economic development agency announced he was leaving at the end of the year, his departure will be at the end of next month. The departure of Todd McDaniel at the Research Valley Partnership was brought up last night by College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz.
Changing some structural within the organization, we're hoping to get some policies and procedures in place that will make it a lot more transparent and understandable for our citizens to be able to access.
Schultz, who was on the RVP board, says the agency will be led by Senior Vice President Sylvia McMullen. College Station firefighters responding to a fire last night at the Gables Apartments on University Oaks revived two dogs that were not breathing. After extinguishing a fire on the kitchen stove, firefighters searched the apartment and found two unconscious dogs and a kitten. EMS personnel were able to revive both dogs and they are expected to recover. The kitten did not survive. Sears announced this week it's doubting the future of its business. The store, whose roots date back to the 1880s, has been competing with stores like Lowe's, Walmart, and Home Depot for years. Director of Texas A&M Center for Retailing Studies, Kelly Hollinger, says the shift to online purchases is also hurting the department store.
Those companies that have responded well with a terrific mobile experience and easy ordering, most notably Amazon, have eaten into market share where people may have traditionally made purchases at department stores.
Hollinger says there has also been a decline in traffic at malls, which is where Sears stores are mainly located. Macy's and JCPenney have also recently announced difficult sales figures and store closings. The Texas Senate's proposed $106.3 billion state budget is set for a floor vote next week, but it's already being blasted by the Republican head of the House. State Representative Kyle Cassell was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs what he thought about the Senate's accounting tricks to avoid using the rainy day fund.
The ESF, or the Economic Stabilization Fund, is running, it's going to be near $12 billion. We've got a cap on it. We will not spend below $7.5 billion. Let's pay our bills now, not play with the gimmicks, and not force anybody to make a hard vote over a gimmick. Let's take care of our bills and do what's right.
House Speaker Joe Strauss dismissed the move involving $2.5 billion earmarked for transportation as cooking the books. And this weekend is the 17th annual Living History Weekend at the Museum of the American GI. Emily Mullins on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says it's their biggest event of the year.
We're going to have vendors. We're going to have vehicle displays, we're going to have weapon demonstrations, there's going to be helicopter rides available from the Collings Foundation.
Mullen says they're also extending the amount of reenactments they have, including a World War I tactical. To see a full list of reenactments and events for this Saturday and Sunday, visit AmericanGIMuseum.org. WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 6. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zorneman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Get all of your spring and summer shopping done in one place, just in time for Easter, graduations, Mother's Day gifts, and summer weddings. The Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra presents its highly anticipated 5th annual Premier Market. The 2017 Premier Market will be held on Friday, March 31st, and Saturday, April the 1st, with a sneak peek preview party the evening of Thursday, March the 30th, all located at the popular Brazos County Expo Complex in Bryan College Station. For more information, log on to premiermarket.com.
Checking some weather, shall we? It's 6:10. Weather's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. More information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
A mostly cloudy and windy day shaping up for the region as low pressure gets set to pass off to our north today. That system will help set off some showers and thunderstorms later in the day. Temperatures are anywhere from 75 to 80. Tonight clearing, lows 55 to 60. Mostly sunny tomorrow. We'll have highs close to 80 during the afternoon. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, a low of 55 to 60. Sunday's going to be partly sunny, 80 to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball and softball teams both begin three-game series tonight. We'll get previews from the coaches there. Meanwhile, we'll take a look at the first teams to enter the Elite Eight in the NCAA men's basketball tournament. And in the NBA, LaMarcus Aldridge helped lead the Spurs to a victory over the Grizzlies while the Mavs took down the Clippers. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Now, while it's not as windy as it was yesterday, because it was.
It was windy.
Winds are still up, though, at 20 miles an hour right now. And they do say that we still have a chance of some showers, and some of them could be severe after 1 o'clock this afternoon. So check in a look at the radar right now to see what's out there. There doesn't seem to be anything nearby. And again, since it's going to be after 1 o'clock, then it probably wouldn't be nearby, but looking at the radar, it's out in Brownwood somewhere.
Okay.
We'll see. And again, it's not a big line of showers. Tomorrow we'll have north winds, so it'll be pleasant. Tomorrow's big event day, right?
It is big event day.
Has big event day ever been rained out? Do we know?
I don't know if it's ever been rained out.
Yeah, I can't, because they don't do a reschedule. I mean, because it just the logistics. You can't just let's pick another weekend to do that.
I mean, I'm sure they've had bad weather, but I'm sure that they, come in ponchoed and ponchoed and ready to go.
Yeah, so it's a chance for rich people to get free work.
Yeah.
Free labor.
Yeah.
Really? It's true. I mean, there are a lot of places that don't, but there are a lot of people who, got plenty of money, and they go, let's just get some free student labor out here.
A good cause.
It is it's a great cause. I'm not saying anything about that. I'm just saying I wish that only people who made like $50,000 and less could use them. Mm-hmm. That's just me. I would like to know how many bags of mulch are sold in the 2 weeks prior. Because, if you just randomly drive around town, you'll find these little mountains of mulch out there someplace so that, all the workers can go do that thing. All right, so if you got $1.5 million to spare, there's a tiny reduction. That's actually the name of the town. Reduction, Pennsylvania. A town built to house workers at a long-vanished garbage processing plant out in the western part of the state. They're trying to sell the town. The aptly named town is home to 60 residents, down from the 400 in its heyday. They live in 19 tidy brick houses, paying the Stoveway family, proprietors of the unincorporated village, for the past 70 years. The asking price includes a one-room schoolhouse that was long ago converted into a duplex residence. The plant, which was built by the American Reduction Company.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, doesn't say garbage in the name. so anyhow, it's on a wide bend of some river that I really can't even pronounce. It was shut down in 1936 after processing waste for the city of Pittsburgh in the early 20th century.
Okay.
Workers could render animal carcasses.
Mm.
That doesn't smell good.
No.
There used to be a rendering plant in Belton, and
that explains why Mel is the way she is.
Oh, that's exactly. I don't even know. She's so young. She may not even know that was a thing in Belton, but there was a certain part of town when the wind blew wrong. All right, so an Iowa state senator, kind of known for pushing wacky legislation up there in Iowa, having to do basically with higher education.
Well, you got
to
keep something interesting up in Iowa.
You know it. When reporters looked at the bio of the senator's website to see what he knew about education, since he was going to take on higher education, they noticed that he claimed that he had a business degree from the Forbco Management School. Forbco. Do we know who Forbco is?
No.
No, we didn't, but thank goodness we have the internet where you could Google it. A company that used to operate Sizzler restaurants in Southern California. Apparently, this guy went through their management trainee class.
It's going to be a twister.
His education.
And that's
was,
what he's got?
Yeah, that's it. That was his education. Yeah.
The Sizzler.
He could run a Sizzler. Okay.
We got a lot of info.
Nation.
And I don't think there are any of them left, so I'm not sure how
good, well it was.
Yeah, how Forbco did get their job.
Hey, you know, that's still like a certification, right? What? You know, you put it on your resume.
I guess
right?
So. Yeah, why not? I'm just thinking maybe for state senator, you might want to know a little bit more about that if you're going to go after the higher education of Iowa.
Probably.
Yeah. There you are.
AggielandHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Hey, Dave, why is the other Dave chopping down a tree out front?
Well, Mr. Employee of the Month, you said you needed some sets.
I said I needed that report ASAP, as in right away.
Oh, so what does that have to do with the tree?
Oh, boy.
We believe local businesses should be packed with more local employees of the month and fewer Daves. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. AggielandHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Okay, now, yesterday was Chip and Dip Day. Either of y'all celebrate that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Tamale Day yesterday.
Didn't
okay.
get those either.
And yesterday was Puppy Day.
Puppy Day. Yay. I did celebrate yeah. Puppy you, Day.
Did you go home and tell your puppy it was Puppy Day?
Yes, I did.
And
then I went over to my parents' house because they actually have a puppy.
A puppy puppy.
Puppy puppy.
How old is that puppy puppy?
Buddy is probably about 8 months old.
Okay. Just enough
Six
to still
months.
Be chewing on stuff and
oh,
peeing on the floor.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
Okay.
He's a mess.
So anyway, so and so did you put together like a puppy cake for Buddy or anything?
No, I didn't.
Okay. All right, here we go. It's National Chocolate Covered Raisin Day.
Yum, raisinette.
You know, that's exactly
right. One of
my
favorite movie snacks.
Yeah, and again, not sure how old they are, but don't ask. There's no reason to. And it's Schmeckfest this weekend in Freeman, South Dakota. It's the 59th annual.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell me more about Schmeckfest.
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's all weekend, and actually next weekend, too. It features bratwurst, sauerkraut, noodle soup, steamed beef, fried taters, and lettuce salad.
Sounds delicious.
Lettuce salad. Is there something?
I don't know. Okay. I'm not sure.
Isn't that just salad?
They do something different with it. I'm not sure. It's
All
a German
right.
festival.
But, okay. Sounds yummy. I love me some sauerkraut.
You're exactly right. If you do, there's some weird stuff that we do with sauerkraut at
yes.
our house.
It
really can be a lot of different things.
So yeah, it can.
Do you have like a favorite sauerkraut that you fix or eat?
There's one in town that is to die for.
Really?
Kreitz Market. This is totally not an advertisement.
Okay, I got you.
They put bits of brisket into their sauerkraut.
Oh, hey.
Oh, my gosh. It is so good.
That sounds like a pretty,
It's really good. And then my mom makes sauerkraut, like homemade sauerkraut
some
stuff in it. Yeah, and it's really tasty.
That takes a while,
It does. Yeah. Even if you just, like, I mean, and when I say homemade, it's not like she takes the cabbage and chops it up.
Okay.
But even if you just buy, like, a can of it, there's a process
yeah.
to get that really sour taste out of
right,
it.
Right, exactly.
I love sauerkraut.
Actually, less than 6 months ago, we found a recipe doing mm-hmm. that, taking the bitterness
yes.
out of it.
Yes, you like have to cook it and then drain it and like cook it again and yep. drain it. And
caraway seeds is a good way to yep. put a little flavor mm-hmm. in there. All right, so there you go. There's our sauerkraut segment.
Sauerkraut 101.
Well, I just like it on a good Reuben.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are other people who are just waking up. They're going, these people are talking about sauerkraut at 6:15 in the morning. not what you'd call your typical breakfast.
No,
nonetheless. All right, let's do some birthdays.
Got tons and tons of birthdays all
right,
weekend, really. Finn Jones is 29, plays Marvel's Iron Fist in the recently released thing on Netflix. Jessica Chastain is 40 from The Help in Zero Dark 30.
Oh, okay.
Peyton Manning's 41.
Hey.
All right. Allison Hannigan is 43 from How I Met Your Mother and, of course, American Pie.
Mm-hmm.
Jim Parsons is 44.
Oh, yeah.
Sheldon.
from the Klein area, right?
Yep.
Pretty cool. Laura Flynn Boyle is 47 mm-hmm. from lots of other stuff, Twin Peaks and things like that. The Undertaker from the WWE.
Yeah.
Mark Calloway is his real name. He's 52.
Ooh, we could give the Undertaker name to a politician when we decide to
okay.
do that.
This morning, I did. This morning, there is a website where you can type someone's name in and it will generate a wrestler name.
Oh, stop.
Yeah.
So we don't even have to come up with our own. This is great.
We don't have to if we don't
want
to. This
is great.
Hey, you know, but since everybody seems to think that Paul Ryan's healthcare plan is going to leave people dead, maybe he could be called
the Undertaker.
That could work. Yeah. Yeah.
Star Jones is 55 today. Kelly LeBrock is 57, was in Weird Science, if you remember that. Nina, who sang 99 Luftballons.
And nothing else.
Yeah, is 57. Robert Carradine, 63, from Revenge of the Nerds.
Okay.
Louis Anderson, 64.
Oh, he is so great in Baskets.
Yeah, isn't he?
Plays Baskets mom.
Yeah.
Plays a mom. Anyway, yeah.
Tommy Hilfiger is 66 today.
Goodness.
Okay. And R. Lee Ermey.
Oh, yeah.
73 from Full Metal Jacket.
Was a real drill sergeant.
Yeah, that's how he got the job, too.
Well, that's it. Yeah, he was actually an advisor on the film, and he went, I could do better than that, and he could.
Yep.
Okay, so tomorrow it is Make Up Your Own Holiday Day.
Ooh, I like that.
Do that. It's Neighbor Day. It's Purple Day. It's Nougat Day.
Nougat.
And Spinach Day.
Ooh. Oh, Nougat and Spinach. Don't put them together.
No. Probably not. No. Yeah. All right, birthday.
Catherine McPhee is 33, currently on Scorpion, but was a runner-up for American Idol.
American Idol.
Danica Patrick's 35 on Saturday. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool. Lee Pace is 38, been in a lot of things. Was in the Hobbit movies, Guardians of the Galaxy. Is now currently on AMC's Halt and Catch Fire.
Okay.
Lark Voorhees is 43 from Saved by the Bell.
Oh, okay.
Played Lisa.
Oh, nice. What's her name?
Lark Voorhees.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Cheryl Swoops is 46.
Nice.
From WNBA. Sarah Jessica Parker is 52 on Saturday. Marsha Cross is 55 from Desperate Housewives. Mm-hmm. Brenda Strong is 57, also from Desperate Housewives. They must have had a fun little celebration
nice
on the
birthday.
Set there. Haywood Nelson played Dwayne on What's Happening.
Okay.
57. Let's see. Elton John is 70.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Crazy. He looks good for 70.
I guess so.
Sure.
Paul Michael Glasser is 74, played Starsky on Starsky and Hutch.
Uh-huh.
Aretha Franklin, 75.
Yeah.
That's pretty cute. Pretty
First
huge.
First Lady of Soul.
Yeah. Gloria Steinem is 83.
Oh, my.
And Jean Shalit is 91 tomorrow.
Goodness sakes. Anita Bryant, 77. She was a Miss America a long time ago. Cagney and Lacey also premiered on this date back in, or that tomorrow, back in 1982. All right, on Sunday, we're looking at Waffle Day, but only in Sweden.
Only in Sweden.
I don't know why. I'm not sure.
Well, if you're listening from Sweden, enjoy a waffle for us.
There you are. And birthdays.
Keira Knightley's 32 from Pirates of the Caribbean.
Oh, okay.
Amy Smart's 41 was in The Butterfly Effect and Road Trip and lots of stuff.
Some weird movies.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. T.R. Knight's 44 played George O'Malley on Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, George.
Yeah.
Leslie Mann's 45, married to Judd Apatow, and she's been in a lot of those movies.
Sure.
She's
Knocked Up. Can get the gig, right?
Yeah, definitely him. Kenny Chesney's 49.
My, all
country
right.
Singer.
Yeah.
John Stockton's 55. Retired basketball player.
Right.
Jennifer Grey is 57 from Dirty Dancing. Oh, she's baby.
Man.
Don't put her in the corner.
She's on something. I think TLC, she's going to be on one of those shows where you like search for your ancestors or something.
Okay.
I don't know, but it's just funny because I just saw the commercial for it the other day. But I love Dirty Dancing.
The weird thing is she got a nose job in the 80s there, and that kind of like killed her career.
Oh.
You would think that it like, because it didn't turn out bad or anything. She just looks completely different.
All she right. does. Yeah.
So, yeah, anyway. Marcus Allen's 57 from the Raiders.
Yeah.
Lisa Gibbons is 60.
She's from Beaumont.
Oh, wow. That's cool. I didn't know that.
Yep.
Dean Dillon, 62, country singer-songwriter. Mm-hmm. Martin Short is 67
on
Sunday.
Yeah, he is short.
Yeah. Vicki Lawrence is 68 from Mama's Family and the Carol Burnett Show. Steven Tyler, 69 from Aerosmith.
Wow. Okay.
Diana Ross is 73 on Sunday.
Goodness.
Bob Woodward, 74.
He was he went to high school with John Belushi.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Of course, from Woodward and Bernstein,
too.
James Caan is 77 on Sunday. Nancy Pelosi, 77.
Wow.
Okay.
Alan Arkin's 83.
Mm-hmm.
And Sandra Day O'Connor.
Oh, one of the Supremes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And just to make you feel old, if you ever watched The Rifleman a long time ago, the little kid who was running around saying Paw. His name is Johnny Crawford. He's 71 on
Paul.
Sunday. So there you go. All right, 6:24. Come on, let's go.
Thank you.
Your morning espresso starts right here. It's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
I really fear it's going to take another 9/11 to really awaken people. I just think about this. You had all these people killed. I think the final tally was 5 killed, over 40 people severely injured. This is one guy, no bomb, no acid, no biological weapons, nothing major, an 8-inch knife. And look at the wreckage and the damage and the headlines. We're all outraged, rightly so. We pray for the victims and their families. And then the next day, oh, it's just another radical Islamist. This is not the way it has to be.
The Sean Hannity Show from coast to coast later today.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
I'm Rossa Kay with Your Money Now. The White House is demanding that the Republican plan to replace Obamacare be put to a vote today, even though it's unclear whether there are enough votes to pass it. The Congressional Budget Office's new score for the revised GOP plan finds it contains significantly less deficit reduction than the original bill, but would lead to essentially the same levels of coverage losses and premium increases. Besides congressional wrangling, markets will be watching reports on durable goods and manufacturing PMI this morning. They'll also be listening in on several Fed president speeches around the country. Hollywood legend Greta Garbo's New York City apartment's on the market. The 3,000-square-foot home takes up the entire fifth floor of the building and could be yours for just under $6 million cash. The Swedish-born star lived there for 36 years. Health stocks took a hit as hopes dimmed for a vote on health care reform yesterday, with UnitedHealth contributing the most losses. The Dow dipped about 5 points lower. The NASDAQ also gave back 4 points. The S&P minus 2. That's your money now.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app.
HomeAdvisor.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
Well, it's Friday and it's been a long week, and I'm sure you could probably use a little bit of good news, so that's what I got for you today. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info. Now, of course, I've said it before, good news oftentimes starts with something terrible. A cop in Southwest Michigan tried to pull over a motorcycle last month after he clocked it at 92 miles an hour, but the guy wouldn't stop because it turned out the bike was stolen. Well, the guy eventually crashed and the cop pulled up next to him. Apparently, he wasn't hurt that bad, though, because he charged at the cop and attacked him. While they were struggling, another guy pulled over and he attacked the cop too. Turns out he was the guy's brother. Apparently they stole the bike together and he was following him in his car. He ended up getting the cop in a headlock and the other brother went for the cop's gun, but luckily a 50-year-old guy named Keith People saw it while he was driving by. He says he didn't really have time to think. He just jumped out of his car, pulled one guy off the cop, then pulled the other guy off and put him in a headlock. A 44-year-old man named Jerry Burnham also stopped to help, and the cop arrested the two brothers. 21-year-old Michael Barber and 19-year-old Travis Wise are both facing multiple felony charges. Luckily, it could have been a lot worse, but thanks to the heroic actions of Jerry Burnham and Keith People, that police officer made it out of a potentially tragic situation. As I always say, I can't personally advocate for putting yourself in any sort of personal danger or harm, but heroes come in all shapes and sizes in life, so it's always a good idea to be on the lookout for your heroic moment. I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info.
Good morning. It's 629, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Audible Hearing Centers and WTAW want to help you hear clearly. You can win a complete hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers in Bryan. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. Don't wait. Enter today, WTAW.com. Let's do weather. It's sponsored by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. Going to be kind of breezy today. Winds are going to be up about where they are now and maybe a little more, 25 miles an hour maybe gusting. High today, right at 80. May not make it because we'll have some clouds and there's a chance of some rain. It'll happen probably this afternoon if we do have any. The rainfall amounts will be between a quarter and a half an inch. Tomorrow, sunshine returns. It's 80. Sunday, it's 85 with sunshine, and Monday about the same way, and Tuesday and Wednesday still looking like we'll have sunshine and high temperature in the 80s. Right now, winds out of the south at 20. We have a few clouds out there. It's 68.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
The fear of being told no prevents a lot of us from asking for what we want. But how bad can no be? I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know, coming up.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 877-93-STEEL. 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-937-8335.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 200 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
If you're going to get people to do what you want, to buy what you sell, you have to remember that
all things being equal, people will do business with, they'll allow themselves to be influenced by, they'll be open to the ideas of those people they know, like, and trust.
Bob Berg, author of the book Adversaries into Allies, says people will be much more willing to go along with you if what you want is aligned with their needs. But too often,
we're focused on ourselves and what we want, and what we want isn't necessarily what that other person wants. And so what we've got to do is tie in what we would like to have happen with how it will benefit the other person, and that's key.
One thing that keeps us from even asking people for what we want is that fear of rejection, that they might say no.
So we simply have to understand that we are going to get told no in life, even when we approach things the correct way, because not everybody wants what we have to offer.
And Bob says how you approach people has a lot to do with how things turn out.
If you go up to somebody that you need something from and you say, I'm so sorry to bother you, blah, 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 and then you do the thing, I'll often say to somebody, if it's not too much trouble, may I, boom, and they're always very happy to. Most people are good people, and they want to help those who show them respect and treat them kindly.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:34. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. Say howdy to a higher standard of health care. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Two dogs are alive this morning, thanks to College Station firefighters and EMS. Firefighters responding to a fire at the Gables Apartments on University Oaks last night around 8 p.m. found two unconscious dogs and a kitten in the apartment. EMS personnel were able to revive both dogs before transporting them to the Texas A&M Vet School for further treatment. Both are expected to recover. Firefighters extinguished a fire on the kitchen stove. No other details about the fire or the residents of the apartment were released. A leadership change is coming to the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency. An update was given last night by College Station City Councilwoman Julie Schultz, who is on the RVP board. That's after President Todd McDaniel announced last week he would not seek a contract extension after the end of this year.
We voted on accepting that information in addition to his last day at the end will be the end of April. We have appointed Sylvia McMullen as the interim managing director.
McMullen joined the RVP last April as the agency's first ever senior vice president. Schultz says the board will also be adding policies and procedures to make the agency more transparent to the public. Former Texas Governor Rick Perry does not like the results of the student body presidential election at Texas A&M. An openly gay man won after the runner-up, a straight man who got more votes, was disqualified for not reporting a campaign expense. Perry says the election may have been, quote, stolen. He made the suggestion in an op-ed submitted to the Houston Chronicle this week. With several holes still in the state's budget and unanswered questions about federal assistance, Texas lawmakers have decided to keep the $800 million in place for border security. State Representative Kyle Cassell's comments on WTAW, the Infomaniacs.
Safety's and security's number one issue. So if we keep that $800 in place and find one or two places in the budget that the House and Senate and even the governor can agree on, we're doing good.
Cassell says he does not support the Senate using accounting tricks to loosen up $2.5 billion in the budget.
From day one since we've been elected, I've not been a big fan of budget gimmicks.
Cassell says when you have the opportunity to, quote, pay your bills, you pay them. Another big department store announced this week that steadily declining sales figures could mean closing its doors. Sears says it's doubting the future of its business.
The retail community has been watching the demise of Sears for generations.
Director of Texas A&M Center for Retailing Studies, Kelly Hollinger, says online and mobile shopping is possibly the biggest evolution in retail since the vast expansion of malls in the 1950s and 60s.
It is certainly a new period, and we are a capitalist Darwinian society where those that are strong, innovative, and can move ahead of the pack will survive, but we will also see more company failures in this era of change that we're in.
Sears' announcement comes after JCPenney's and Macy's also reported store closings and declining sales. It's the largest event of its kind in Texas with visitors from across the country, and it's right here in our community. This Saturday and Sunday is the 17th annual Living History Weekend at the Museum of the American GI. Emily Mullins on WTAW's The Infomaniac says they have extended the amount of reenactments.
We're now going to have two World War II reenactments, one on Saturday, one on Sunday.
Mm.
We're going to have a Vietnam air assault demonstration, and we're also going to have a World War I tactical.
Mullins says along with weapons demonstrations and vehicle displays, there will also be helicopter rides from the Collings Foundation. Visit AmericanGIMuseum.org for a full list of events. WTAW News Time is 6:38. It's 68 degrees. You can call or text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by CHI St. Joseph Health. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At CHI St. Joseph Health, we believe that the relationship between a doctor and a patient should be just that, a relationship. So when 9 out of 10 patients rated our physicians as excellent in a recent survey, we know the reason. Because when we focus on the little things, it makes the biggest difference in your care. Schedule your appointment today at chistjoseph.org. Results based on HealthStream survey of CHI St. Joseph Health patients collected between April and June 2016.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW,
Think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Rudy's Barbecue, Sleep Station, Zorneman Flooring, Subway, Team Ford, and Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Whatever you do for a living, chances are you think you're the best person for the job. Well, here's your chance to prove it. Nominations are now open for the 17th year of Best of the Brazos Valley. We're accepting nominations in categories for the best shops, restaurants, services, and entertainment in the Brazos Valley. To nominate your business or your favorite business, go to bestofthebrazos.com. Don't miss your chance to be on the ballot. Go to bestofthebrazos.com.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
There's an Orange Opportunity sales event going on now at WC Tractor, Brazos Valley's only Kubota E-Lead dealer. Get an M5 tractor with your choice of four models, each with clean Kubota diesel engines and your choice of transmission. And right now, you can get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months. Visit one of their four Kubota E-Lead dealerships or check them out at WCTractor.com. Now through March 31st, 2017, call toll-free 1-888-794-4992 for details about costs and terms.
Washington County Tractor, people and products to you.
Good morning. It's 6:40. Our News Talk 1620 weather is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Here you are.
Mostly cloudy for today. It'll be windy. Temperature 75 to 80. Some showers and thunderstorms will pop up later on. Clearing and cooler overnight, 55 to 60. The weekend looks very nice. Sunshine tomorrow. Temperature should be able to reach 80. We're going to be clear to partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 55 to 60. Partial sunshine in the forecast for Sunday, and highs are going to be somewhere between 80 and 85 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620. WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the A&M baseball team heads to Nashville to take on Vanderbilt tonight. We'll hear from Coach Rob Childress. Meanwhile, we'll also hear from softball coach Joe Evans as the team gets ready to host Missouri tonight. And how's your bracket looking? The first teams have entered the Elite Eight. We'll take a look at the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So the vote on the repeal and replacement of Obamacare needed a certain number of votes. Reminded me of the scene in, I think, Lethal Weapon 3, where Joe Pesci is trying to help the boys out, and he goes, I got it, I ain't got it. Yeah. They apparently don't have the votes yet, so they postponed it till today to hope that they could change some minds. So this is the sausage making they always talk about, how ugly politics can be.
Right.
So, yeah. Yesterday, Steny Hoyer, number two guy on the House Democrat side, said, none of us are voting for it, which is exactly the way the original was when none of the Republicans voted for
sure.
it. So Democrats are saying, we're not going to help you any, so somebody's going to have to come up with it, but it won't be us. So we'll see what happens. Let's see, what else? Intelligence Committee, nobody cares about that. okay, they're going to... apparently, there's going to be a filibuster on Neil Gorsuch. Okay, mm-hmm. Chuckie Schumer has told us that. And so that means that they'll have to get the 60 votes to approve him as a Supreme Court justice, unless Mitch McConnell wants to do this nuclear option where 51 votes will work. So
okay.
We'll see. Interview with Time Magazine yesterday. President Trump dismissed questions about risks to his credibility if any of his statements are proven wrong. He said he's not, quote, doing so badly because I'm president and you're not.
Wow.
And quote. So there. President Trump in a new Penn State University Mood of the Nation poll.
Ooh.
Yeah. In that survey, just 3% of the Trump voters say that they regret their vote for Trump. When asked specifically about advice for the president, Many of his voters told the pollsters they wish he'd ease off on using Twitter.
No.
No, we don't
no.
want that to happen.
We love that.
And also be more careful about what he says.
What?
Again.
These are dumb answers.
And that's what they... Many of his voters.
Ugh.
Okay, how many is many?
Right.
Is that seven?
Right.
Unspecified
14?
Number.
14, exactly.
Seven.
That's what we like about him.
We polled a whopping seven people.
Yeah, this is what they
the
said
the mood of the
do.
Country.
Oh, anyway, I'm just...
They probably are all wearing mood rings, too.
Yeah, but that's what we like, is that he does this. He's
yeah.
like this again,
the mood of the country person. Is entertained.
Yep, they are. They here he goes again. Yeah, it comes out there. Well, again, yeah, it's like a NASCAR race. You have to watch just in case there's a wreck.
Exactly.
Let's see. Oh, the House Ethics Committee has announced that the Justice Department is investigating a California GOP Congressman Duncan Hunter regarding possible campaign finance violations. The committee confirmed that DOJ is investigating, and if found guilty, they will vigorously shake their finger at him. You can bet they're going to tell him, boy, don't do that again.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we'll see how that works out. Secretary of Energy.
Yeah. Yes, Rick Perry.
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy.
Did he just kind of decide in an unsolicited op-ed?
Yes, that he wanted to weigh in on this.
Okay. And so I guess there you are. You're the Houston Chronicle, and you go, all right, the former governor, I mean, he was governor of Texas for 47 years, so he wants to weigh in on the student body president election at his alma mater, so we need to run that.
Right.
So they did, and thus we go.
And most of the comments that at least I have seen are, in a nutshell, pay attention to what you need to pay attention to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, there are more pressing matters for the Secretary of Energy than what's going on
here
in a student election.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, granted, there's a bunch of old Army who probably are tying themselves in knots over this.
Right.
And, but, you know, there's a whole bunch of old Army who are tying themselves in knots the first time they walked across campus and saw somebody with purple hair, too.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that you would like it to be the way that it used to be, but it's never going to be like that again. It's never going to be like that. And there can be bastions of it. I mean, the Corps of Cadets is a tremendous organization. They're great. And that gives you a chance to be tied to a different value system.
Right.
The one that you might be more comfortable with.
Well, and the other thing is, if it had been flip-flopped, if the openly gay student had been disqualified because he broke a campaign rule,
yep,
then no one would have said a word about any of this.
Sure.
Right.
But it's just because he won, because the other kid who is straight, and I believe in maybe in the Corps, I'm not sure,
okay,
so don't quote me on that, but because he was disqualified for breaking a campaign or election rule, that's why everyone's up in arms.
Yeah.
And you know, Rick Perry, I mean, making a comment on it is not, you know, he's not coming out and saying, even though, you know, depending on which news story you're reading, he's not coming out and saying that, you know, he's upset that a gay man is the president of Texas A&M student body. But that's not what he's saying, but that's what it's being spun as. But why would he even bring it up?
Right.
Why would he even say anything about
saying
it?
That the election was stolen?
Yeah.
There's just, I mean, if somebody on campus wants to say that and the battalion wants to quote them, fine. That's
right.
Okay. But
or if you're addressed with a question and you decide you want to answer, but as you said, to just come out and make a comment out of nowhere, it's kind of like...
He had to know that no matter what he said on the subject, it was going to be taken a certain way. Why would you even say anything?
Yeah.
You have nothing to do with it.
Well... And what's to come of this? Nothing's going to come of it.
Right.
No.
You just decide to stir the pot.
Exactly.
All right, 6:48.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Skasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, March 25th, it's sprayer calibration. The spray season is upon us, and proper calibration is crucial to success. How do you do it? They'll show you all the details this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
What kind of a message does your home's entry extend to your visitors? Hopefully it's a cheerful welcome. Too often, however, our entries are less than exciting. The truth is they deserve our extra attention and planning. They're our best chance to make a good first impression on all who pass by or stop for a visit. Your entry is the highlight of your landscape. We'll talk about it right after this message. If you want the most useful reference book in Texas gardening, I believe Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening to be exactly that. I self-published this book so I could have exactly the book I always wanted to have for you. Chapter 1 is Basics of Gardening in the Lone Star State, and Chapter 2 is a calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all the plants in your landscape and garden. Chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, lawns, fruit, and vegetables. The one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. Every book goes outside. It's not in stores. It's not on Amazon. It's not a revision of my cowboy boot book from 1991. $31.95 plus tax and postage. Order by calling during the week 800-752-752. Grow or order anytime at neilsperry.com. NEILSPERRY.com. Landscape architects refer to the front garden as being a visual funnel where attention is drawn toward the neck of the landscape, the neck of the funnel. Not too surprisingly, that neck is the main entry to your home. In almost all cases, it's plainly visible to the front. You really need to step back and take an objective look at how well your landscape reflects that visual funnel theory. It really does work. Look around town at other successful plantings and you'll see it in place almost every time. It all starts with our using taller plants off to the sides. Tall trees, tree-form shrubs, and tall, bold shrubs are planted near the corners of the house. Additional plantings are tapered down toward the front door. Don't be afraid, however, to punctuate your landscape at the entry with a small accent tree or other dramatic interruption of the tapered plantings. Tree-form yaupon hollies and crepe myrtles are two of the most common choices, but there are many others just as well suited. Place this accent carefully so it's in keeping with the rest of your plantings. Be sure it doesn't break the line of sight to and from the front door. In fact, you may even want to flare your planting bed out to give the accent plant ample room so it doesn't crowd the walk or the house. Most of these small trees should probably be planted no closer than 10 feet from a building. No single part of the entryway landscape is any more visible than the front walk. Leave no stone or concrete walk unturned as you rethink your entry. Tearing out one sidewalk and replacing it with another isn't all that difficult or expensive. We're blessed with some fabulous options in today's landscaping market. Interlocking concrete pavers are easy to place. In fact, in many cases, they can actually go down right over the existing walk. In most cases, it's a job that even a home gardener can accomplish, but there are also talented landscape contractors who can do you a picture-perfect job. Other choices include exposed aggregate concrete, flagstones, patterned concrete, even wooden decking if you're on a sloping area. Your main considerations in using and choosing a new walk, it needs to be attractive, smooth, and safe, and it needs to be within your budget. Straight lines may be the shortest distance between two points, but a gentle curve can look a lot more natural. Add the final zip to your design with an entryway container garden and maybe landscape lighting. Your entryway can be a real joy for those who come to see you. I'm Neil Sperry, and that's Plant Talk Texas for another day. Until next time, thanks for listening and happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports at 6:54.
Well, the number 23 A&M baseball team heads to Nashville to take on Vanderbilt for their first SEC road trip of the season. Here's Coach Rob Childress.
Incredibly talented team, and coming off a series loss at Ole Miss, and they're certainly going to be, you know, tough to beat at home, but we've been there before and had success there before, and, you know, it's all about trying to get wins on the weekend for us.
Braden Shumate continues to swing a hot bat for the Aggs. He enters the fray with a career-best 8-game hit streak. Brigham Hill takes the mound tonight at 6:30 p.m., and you can hear all three games this weekend on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Meanwhile, the number 7 A&M softball team hosts Missouri for a 3-game series beginning tonight at the Aggie Softball Complex. Here's Coach Joe Evans.
What I know about Missouri is they swept us last year, so that's all I think about is, you know, hey, this is a team that we've had great games against. We always have hard-fought games with them. They're very well coached. They are fundamentally sound. They lost a couple of their two ace pitchers who transferred out, but last year we lost to Baumgartner, who is still on their staff. So, you know, it's a team that gets up there and swings a bat, and we don't take them lightly whatsoever. So we know we're going to have to play really well to beat them.
First pitch for tonight's game is slated for 6:30 p.m., and you can catch all three of those games on Willie 1550. The number 8 Texas A&M men's tennis team defeated Tennessee 7-0 at the George P. Mitchell Tennis Center yesterday to claim their SEC Best's 12th straight victory. With the win, the Aggs improved to 13-3 on the season and 6-0 in SEC play. In NCAA men's basketball, it'll be top-seeded Kansas against number 3 Oregon in the Midwest Regional Final tomorrow in Kansas City as Kansas blasted Purdue 98-66. Meanwhile, third-seed Oregon bested Michigan 69-68. In the West Regional Final, number 1 Gonzaga will take on Xavier as the Bulldogs escaped with a 61-58 triumph over number 4 West Virginia, and the 11th seed Musketeers upset number 2 Arizona 73-71. Tonight, number 3 Baylor faces South Carolina at 7:30 p.m. Florida takes on Wisconsin at 10 p.m. Number 1 North Carolina goes head-to-head with the Butler Bulldogs at 7. And number 2 Kentucky faces UCLA. Don't forget to tune in to Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM to catch tonight's action. Elsewhere in college basketball, Georgetown has fired men's basketball coach John Thompson III following back-to-back losing seasons in which he went 29-36. Thompson's record at Georgetown was 278-151 with 8 trips to the NCAA tournament and a berth in the 2007 Final Four. In the NBA, Harrison Barnes made the go-ahead basket, then stole the ball from Blake Griffin with 3.9 seconds left as the Dallas Mavericks beat the Los Angeles Clippers 97-95 last night. Seth Curry led Dallas with 23 points, Barnes finished with 21, and Dirk Nowitzki had 14. In San Antonio, LaMarcus Aldridge reached 15,000 career points as the San Antonio Spurs beat the Memphis Grizzlies 97-90 last night in a possible first-round playoff preview. San Antonio opened a 4-game homestand by moving 2 games behind idle Golden State for the league's best record. The Spurs close the homestand against the Warriors next Wednesday. Out on the ice, Patrick Kane scored his team-leading 33rd goal in regulation and connected again in the shootout as the Chicago Blackhawks beat the Dallas Stars 3-2 last night to open an 8-point lead for first place in the Central Division. And in Austin, Rory McIlroy and Jordan Spieth face what could amount to elimination day at the Dell Technologies match play. Both lost their opening matches at Austin Country Club. Even with 2 rounds remaining in group play, neither can afford to lose if he wants a chance at advancing into the weekend of single elimination. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hello, it's Toyota's One for Everyone sales event. This is Jan. How can I help?
I'm looking for a great deal on a new Toyota.
Okay. Why are we whispering?
Sorry, I'm in one of those open floor plan offices and everybody can hear me.
Ah, gotcha. Well, now's the time to get the perfect Toyota just for you. And choose from low APR financing and great lease offers through April 3rd.
Does that apply to Camry?
Yes, and lots of other popular models, like RAV4, Prius, Corolla.
Wow! Shh!
Tundra.
Tundra?
Shh!
Uh-oh. The boss is coming over.
Oh.
He wants to know if he can get a great deal on a Tundra?
Yep. There's deals for everyone in the office.
Hey, Jan says there's one for everyone, you guys!
Toyota's One for Everyone sales event is on now with great deals on your favorite models. But this event ends April 3rd. Come in and get yours today. Toyota, let's go places.
Not all customers will qualify. See your participating dealer for details.
For years, you've heard me say, we'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. But if you don't come and test drive one of our zero-turn mowers, how will you know? This is David with Kairos Truck Center. The grass is growing and the mowing season is here. If you're still using that old mower, it's time to upgrade to a zero-turn mower from Kairos. The zeros are back. Cut your mowing time in half with zero down and 0% interest on all zero-turn mowers at Kyrish. Kyrish Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass in Bryan.
Have you been told that you have the TV or radio up too loud? Do you often ask others to repeat themselves? You might have a hearing loss. Audible Hearing Centers will help you hear clearly. Now is your chance to win a free hearing aid system from Audible Hearing Centers. You heard that right. One WTAW listener will win a free hearing aid system. Go to WTAW.com and enter the Hear Clearly giveaway. You could win free hearing aids, and everyone who enters will receive a special offer from Audible Hearing Centers. Don't miss your chance to win a free hearing aid system at WTAW.com.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. If you're a contractor, I'll bet you already know the importance of having an insurance agent you can rely on. Time is money. You can't afford to waste time waiting on your insurance agent to get you what you need. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we know what contractors need. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so providing great coverage and pricing is something we do every day. If you build it, fix it, or service it, we can help. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or visit us on the web at wegibson.com.
Checking some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. 80% chance of some rain later this afternoon. It's out near Brownwood right now. Other than that, we'll be at about 80 and windy. Yep, it's 68 now. WTAW, College Station, Bryan, where it's 7.